The Hill of Evil Counsel. He closed his eyes. When he opened his eyes again, he saw Lady Bromley. She appeared like a wizened ghost from among the bushy oleanders, old, spoiled, seething with venomous zeal, in a dark shawl, doubled up with malicious glee.
"What you have lost tonight, sir, you will never find again. If you like, you can leave a message with me for the head gardener. But even he cannot save you, because he's a drunken Greek and a pathetic queer. Go home, my dear doctor. The party's over. Life nowadays is just like a stupid party. A little light, a little music, a little dancing, and then darkness. Look, the lights have been turned out. The leftovers have been thrown to the dogs. Go home, my dear doctor. Or must I wake up poor Lieutenant Grady and tell him to drive you?"
"I'm waiting for my wife," said Father. Lady Bromley let out a loud, ribald guffaw.
"I have had four husbands, and none of them, I repeat, none of them, ever said anything as fantastic as that. In all my life, I have never heard a man talk like that, except perhaps in vulgar farces."
"I should be deeply grateful, madam, if you could give me some assistance, or direct me to someone who can help me. My wife has been dancing all evening, and she may have had a drop too much to drink. She must be around somewhere. Perhaps she has dozed off."
Lady Bromley's eyes suddenly flashed, and she growled wickedly.
"You are the native doctor who poked his fingers into my corset 10 days ago. How rotten and charming! Come here, and let me give you a big kiss. Come, don't be afraid of me."
Father rallied his last resources. "Please, madam, please help me. I can't go home without her."
"That's rich," gloated Lady Bromley. "Listen to that. That's wonderful. He can't go home without his wife. He needs to have his wife next to him every night. And these, ladies and gentlemen, are the Jews, the people of the book, the spiritual people."
"How much?"
"How much what?"
Father asked, stunned.
"Really? How much will that rotten drunkard Kenneth have to pay you to calm down and keep your mouth shut?"
"I don't understand," said Father.
Lady Bromley gave a piercing, high-pitched laugh like a rusty saw and said,
"Good night, my sweet doctor.
By the way, our beloved Alan also used to have a thriving sideline in other men's wives when he was a cadet. But that leech, Trish, soon sucked him dry."
Poor Trish. Poor Alan. Poor Palestine. Poor doctor. Who was the raving lunatic who had the nerve to call this stinking hole Jerusalem?